The town of Beloit wants to turn part of a natural area into an upscale subdivision. It spent public money on the project. The town says the subdivision will spur more development, so it's good for the town. But the county the town is in, Rock County, objected. So did two private citizens and the local Audubon Society. They say local government's public money shouldn't be used for private homes, unless it's for low-income people who don't have anywhere to live. The law says everything a municipality does has to serve the public welfare and be something private individuals and private enterprise wouldn't do on their own. The lawyer for the citizens in the Audubon chapter, Joe Sincotta, says this housing development doesn't fit those criteria.
This is as far private as you can get.
Some justices asked Sincotta how housing subdivisions can be bad when the state does let local governments build industrial parks. Both ostensibly serve the same purpose, to spur economic development. But Sincotta says there's a difference.
Industrial development has more of a larger aspect to it. There's many employees, perhaps, and there's the preservation of jobs.
But the town's lawyer, Kenneth Forbeck, says the town board figured it would be hard to compete industrially with the nearby cities of Beloit and Janesville, so it decided residential development was its best strategy for raising the tax base. And Forbeck says that is a public purpose.
Municipalities are basically run by the people that are elected to run them. And that's really at the consent of the people. Hiring those people, basically, by electing them, make the decision about how they want to focus on things.
Some justices pressed Forbeck, saying if local governments can build upscale housing, what can't they do? In other words, just about any use of public money could be justified as a public purpose by saying it'll raise the tax base. During oral arguments, Wisconsin's high court appeared about evenly split on the issue. The justices will likely decide whether towns and other local governments can spend public money on high-end housing. Their ruling might also be more general, addressing the issue of what kind of purpose is public enough for a municipality to engage in it. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.